Now, Jim Scanlon with us on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Scandy, congratulations.
Schulte, thank you. Thank you very much. Want to give a shout out to Coach Tesh. Career victory number 125 today, I understand.
It was.
That's pretty cool. Congratulations to him and the football team. That's outstanding.
You guys wanted to start early. Took you 18 minutes, but anytime you can go to the locker room after 20 minutes and you have a lead, you got to breathe a little sigh of relief, do you not?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I thought we had a real good period. I thought we had real good flow, real good rhythm. We were rolling four lines, and I thought all four lines were generating chances. And just great to see Emily Berglund get her first career goal, just, you know, going hard to the net. Great play by Hutch, and she finished. That was fun to see.
You dominated in the faceoff dot in the first period. After that, what happened?
Well, it's one of those things. I mean, we talk about all the time. We say every faceoff's a big one, and we try to remind them going out. But you got to give credit to your opponents. They're working just as hard. So a lot of times they're tie ups, and as long as we don't lose them clean, that's the key. But I noticed it did happen a few times. But that's going to happen.
Well, and certainly on the shorthanded goal.
Yeah, well, that was that was a tough play. You know, AJ's trying to make a play, but at the same time, I'd rather see her back out and just live the fight another day, because the absolute worst thing that can happen is what happened. You allow a 2-on-1, and their best player has the puck on her stick. So I'd just rather see her live the fight another day, back off, and let's regroup.
Do you like how your team responded?
Oh, absolutely. I thought we came out in the second period and totally took the play to them. I think the shots were 15-6, something like that, and we had a lot of good looks. Emily or Sylvia Moralt just about had her first, and I thought we had a real strong period, and we just carried that into the third, and came up big. Cicely Nelson just going hard to the net, greasy goal, but that's what it takes.
Well, you got to drive the net.
Absolutely, and that's what she did.
I don't know how long even Abilich had that stick cocked and ready for that shot, but it was long before the puck was even coming towards her.
Yeah,
got
a
good eye for the game.
You know, she does, doesn't she? She was outstanding today, just in so many parts of the game. But that's what she gives us night in and night out. But yeah, that was, we've been working on the power play. Everybody says you need to shoot it more. Like I was telling my wife, because she's saying, you guys got to shoot the puck more. I said, you can't shoot it into people. And, there was great puck movement there. And there was Caitlin Tugas, the smallest player on the ice, is the one in the high slot taking the goalie's eyes away. But great shot by Eve.
When you are trying to piece together lines, especially now with Steph Anderson out for three games with Team USA, how cognizant do you have to be of putting somebody out there that can keep up with the speed of Hannah Moore?
No question. That's a big part of it. And Bailey certainly can. She's a little different type of player, but she's very strong on her skates. She's strong down low. And talking to our defensemen, when we work on power play, they say they cannot move her. They cannot lift their stick. I mean, she's just really, really strong in the puck. And I thought she played well today. She had a great look there in the second period. I don't know if it hit the goalie or hit the post, but, she's a good compliment to those two, no question.
All this talk offensively, be remiss to not mention the defensive end there. Pull the goalie with 4 minutes left, and I'm not sure they got more than a shot or two.
I thought we were really, really good all game, Schulte. I thought we did a great job of picking up sticks, picking up people going to the net. As long as Britt could see that first shot, we always feel pretty good about that, and I thought we did a real good job of clearing pucks.
Back on the road next week. No coach ever likes the word revenge, but I'm sure it's in the back of your veterans' minds what happened there a year ago.
Well, we just talked about it. We're going to enjoy this weekend, but absolutely, that's a big, big series. And they got us four times last year. So we got to go down there with a purpose we got to go down there and get points. And that's the bottom line, regardless of how long the trip is and things like that. We just got to go down there and play Beaver hockey and get some points.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schulte. Nice to have you here.
Jim Scanlon, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show tonight.